This coming Erev Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshios Tazria Mitzora. The Parsha begins, Ishaki Sazria V'yolda Zachar, when a woman produces a Zera and gives birth to a male child. Now, while in regard to the issue of the birth of a boy, we mention that she produces a seed, we do not do the same thing when we mention the birth of a girl. So why is there a difference between the two? So Rav David Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explained that the son remains associated with his parents forever. His name and his status will always be connected to the family tree he comes from. And so hence, he is a seed. The daughter passes on into the family of her husband, Bezras Hashem, and thus the title of the woman's seed is connected to her son, not to her daughter. Im nekeva seled, it's a temporary situation. Then, the bulk of the next couple of, the next parsha and three quarters, seven eighths, whatever the case is all about tzaras. And the real overwhelming bulk of it, tzaras on the house, tzaras on the person, tzaras on the beged. So, kulo hafach lavan tahorhu. First, when we start talking about the people, we know that there are a whole bunch of different types of negoim. And there's one nega, if it turns totally white, it is tahor, says the Torah. Now, usually, tumas tzaras is indicated on the body with a white color. But if everything turns white, it's tahor. Why is that so? So Rav Shimshon David Pinkus Hatzal explains that, like with the situation when setting siege on a city, where we're obligated to leave one side open, so that the people in the city can retreat. And if we don't, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be upset with us and side with the helpless. The Metzora, who's totally Tame and also has no recourse, and we allow him to be Torah, since Hashem is watching out for him too. In other words, says Rapinkis, if we don't give room for something, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically says, if he's totally white, it must be that he has no recourse. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes Rachmanis on him, and so Torah Hu. But we're also told to be Yom Heroes Bo Basa Chayitma. We're told that on the day healthy flesh appears, then he becomes Tamei. And Rashi cites the Mishnah that explains that for certain days, whether it's a Yantif or a Chasen Sheva Brachas, the Kohen doesn't look at potential Negoim. Be Yom Heroes Bo. Until that point, he's not. So Rav Yaakov Bender Shalita, the Rosh HaYeshiva of Darchi Torah in Far Rockaway, he highlighted the incredible sensitivity expressed by the Torah here. The right of every Jew to enjoy a Sheva Brachos or a special Yantav highlighted in the absence of taking away his Simcha. In other words, the Baal Lashon Hara took that away from somebody else, but we don't want to take that sensitivity away from him. And so the Torah is telling us, look, you did whatever you did, you need to understand that's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way. When the Metzora is identified as a Metzora, we're told, Begadav Yufrumim Verosho Yeparua, Ve'al safam ya'atez, clothes are torn, his head's covered, his hair grows long. Mori V'Rabbi, Rav Shachter Shalita would often note that the style of the Metzora is that of the person who is in mourning for himself while he's still alive. And it's the same thing as the one who's in Chayrim, who also acts inappropriately, and therefore also observes Avelos, like a dead man walking. Today, Rav Shachter notes, it's no mitzvah to declare a Metzora if there's no way to reverse his status. Simply putting the pressure with no way out is not likely to bring people closer to Hashem. It's more likely to take him away. And so we need to understand that if we don't have a recourse and we leave somebody in a certain state, so all that does is cause a lot of enmity. There's no need to have enmity. And so therefore, Rav Shachter encouraged us to think twice before we kick somebody out all the way, with no hope for any return. We're also told, Zostia Torah Sametzora, when we start the second parsha, we're told this is the Torah of the Metzora. And the Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Tzaras, in Perek Tezvav Halacha Yud, he notes that Tzaras doesn't apply to the non-Jews. And why is that? So Rav Kook Zatzal, Rav Arm Yitzhak HaKohen Kook, explains that there are two types of speech. There's the mundane, which is the hallmark of the speech of the non-Jew, which has no room for elevation and holiness and the holy. And then there's the language which is holy, which is our language, which has the potential for Kedusha. So when opportunities for Kedusha are wasted, we are left bereft, and Tumah sends in. And hence, Tzaras is a quality for Jewish speech only. And so what do we do when we deal with Tzaras? We're told that we're supposed to take an Eitz Erez and an Ezov. And why do we take an Ezov? So Rashi over here mentions that the Ezov is to remind us of humility. The late great Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Tversky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, noted that the person who speaks Lashon Hara usually suffers from vanity, which is a lack of humility. And the use of the Ezov, instead of a shmuz on Lashon Hara, is utilized because humility is not something that you can just tell somebody. It has to come from the inside. There are many opportunities that might stimulate the insight, but the ultimate responsibility to look inward is ours, and we'll find it if we bother to look. We're also told that afterwards, we're told that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when we come into Eretz Yisrael, "Benasati nega tzaras beveis Eretz Achuzaschem," that there'll be a tzaras that will come over there. And when it happens, the person who finds it is going to walk over to the Kohen, and he's going to say, "Ken nega nirali babayis." It's something like a nega that's on my house. Now, who cares if the balabayis says nega or ken nega, that I have a nega in my house versus it looks like I have a nega. So my dear friend and Rebbe Rav Aryeh Leibowitz Shlita suggests that humility is inherent in the act of questioning. Speaking with a sense of overconfidence is inappropriate and goes against the very act he's doing. Now, we've all had the experience where we asked questions and got answers that seemingly made no sense. But then we figured it out, that we just had it all wrong. So Rabbi Leibowitz added that our Rebbe, Rav Mordechai Willig Shlita, has pointed out that on many occasions that I don't teach halach, I teach Ratzon Hashem. When we approach a shayla, we need the humility to ask, to figure out what exactly that Ratzon Hashem is all about. Sometimes we think we know all the answers. We don't know the answers. Sometimes we think we know all, we just want to know the halacha. There's a famous tshuva, Nigris Moshe, where Ramosha was asked about platonic relationships. It's in Evan Ezer Chelek Dalid. I think it's Simon Samach or Samach Aleph. And the person writes to Ramosha, "I don't want Musar." And Ramosha says, "I can't begin to understand that idea. Those things are so important." Finally, in the Haftorah, we talk about the famous story of the Arba Anashim Mitzorayim. And we are told, Umatzanu Avon, when the Mitzorayim found that the camp was empty and the people were sitting behind the siege and they in the city, afraid of the enemy, that the Mitzorayim felt the responsibility that if they didn't turn around and share the news, the Besorah, with the people, that they will be found to be sinful. And what was the big sin? We see the word Avon is spelled with two vavs. That's more serious than one. So Rashi in Divrei Hayamim explains that the use of the extra vavs shows that not reporting things to a king is considered a major sin. So the author of the Musar and Nevi'im adds that when we consider that the Mitzorayim in this story are Gehazi and his children who got tzaras because of their stinginess and their pritzas, and that they were more interested in money, but sinning against Hashem's nation is considered an even more egregious sin than these. And Gehazi would not cross that line, and so therefore that was the critical message being contained over here. 8 lessons about the issues of Parshios, Tazria, and Mitzora. 8 opportunities for us to develop a stronger relationship with ourselves. That means a stronger relationship with Avinu Shebashamayim. Wishing you and yours a Shabbat Shalom to all.